56 degrees in Kalamazoo. Very, very light winds. That's a nice thing. It's 3:08, and that means it is time for us to enjoy some time together here on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. I am your host. That would make me Jeremy Lawrence, just for the uninformed otherwise. And along with me, the ever-intrepid question maker himself,
Michael Loudon.
There you go. You're picking up on cues now. See how that works? It's and amazingly enough, I it's a very special occasion today. I've asked Michael to do his portion of the show in the dark, just simply because he is wearing a bright, bright, bright green shirt.
Mm-hmm. Can you see me now?
I really can't, and that's a good thing.
Well, then I better turn the light back on then.
Because I don't have my sunglasses with me, so, you know, I'm going to have some trouble today. That's all there is to it with that brightness there.
Well, you better just get used to it because I have that bright orange shirt like you saw.
Yes, of course.
This green one, and I have a couple other bright shirts as well.
You know, this is like the runner's wardrobe, as it were. You know, let's wear the bright colors.
Well, so we don't get hit when we're running.
You know, I have to admit, I've done a little running myself. I've got a shirt with that color on it, but not as the primary color.
Just the secondary color?
It's like a stripe, you know. A stripe of that, I'm with you. All of that, it kind of looks like the old Orlando Thunder jerseys. If you probably don't remember that.
I don't remember the Orlando Thunder.
World League of America. You're going to have to look it up, because as soon as you see the picture, you'll go, ah, I see what you're talking about. So while Michael's looking that up and figuring out what that looks like and what his wardrobe choices really look like, he's found it.
Right. Yep.
We're going to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that are going on. Of course, a little bit later on in the program, I want to talk about this case before the Supreme Court, the Aereo. You heard about this? This is the group that picks up television signals and then puts them through the internet for people to be able to watch, which I found that intriguing. And we'll talk a little bit about that, because I think ultimately, no matter which way this case works out, I think you're going to see broadcasters have to figure out a new way to get stuff to people.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly because, you know, there's an awful lot of people like myself that don't necessarily watch a lot of network TV. So we'll talk a little bit about that and get your phone calls, as we always do. Just a couple of minutes. The latest in the Miss America prom fiasco. We've had a feminist sound off on this, and this is serious. I want you to hear this. It really is serious, because it could absolutely change the way the course of the human race.
Yes.
If we're to buy into this.
Men are no longer going to be allowed to ask women out, apparently.
There you go. Okay, don't give away too much here. We're going to talk about that in a minute or two.
That's just a preview.
There you go. But now, before all of that, I'd like you to preview today's video of the day. And actually, it's videos of the day, because we've got three of them up there. Now, one of them is the latest from Jimmy Fallon's people, as they put together Brian Williams rapping. Once again, which he's done like seven or eight of these things, you know. And this particular one, Gin and Juice. If you know the song, Snoop Dogg, I don't know it very well. I will admit that. I'm not a rap aficionado, as it were. But the bonus that goes with this, because not only is the song there, but underneath it is two parts of the interview that Fallon did with Brian Williams, where he talks a little bit about some of the happenings and goings-on after all of these have been posted. It's a fun interview. You ought to check that out. Later, of course, you can go to WKZO.com. Go down to the blog section. It is down there below the news. And we've also, I believe, got that posted on Facebook as well for you to check out. The link for that at the top of the page at WKZO.com.
According to Brian Williams, he's never said hippity.
He mentioned that several times. Now, the interesting thing was one point when Brian Williams said that apparently he's real big in the rap and hip-hop community now.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't quite sure if that was serious or a joke.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But nevertheless, you should enjoy this video. And if you've not seen any of the other ones, treat yourself sometime. Go to YouTube and check them out, because they are just an absolute blast what they've been able to do with this. And Jimmy actually lets loose with a little bit of the secrets that go into that as well. The man responsible for all of that. So, interesting stuff. You'll just have to check that out. Also, a little bit later on in the program, we've got not one, but two giveaways. And because we're giving kind of people, we're going to throw them all together into one huge giveaway, which, you know what, I would just hand to you right now. I really would, because I'm that kind of a giving guy. But Michael, because he's blinded by his green shirt, has decided that we need to include a trivia question, but not just any trivia question, mind you, a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that I'm thinking you're going to, like, trademark that or something, you know.
I should. Maybe I should create my own game show.
You know, I'm thinking game show, board game, something like that. I mean, this could be huge. Anyway, and it all started here. As long as I get a cut of it, I'm fine.
How 10% sound okay?
I came up with a name.
25%.
Oh, 25. You're so generous. Anyway, the giveaway coming up a little bit later. Two tickets to this movie. I've seen the preview for this. Walk of Shame. This one looks interesting. You have to check out the preview for this. I try to describe it, but I wouldn't do it justice. It looks funny. Looks like it's one of those things that you just go to for a laugh. Opens this weekend, and it will be at Celebration Cinema in Portage. A fantastic place to go see a movie. I go and see all of my theatrical releases there myself, you know, because it's just such a great place to go and experience all the extreme comfort as you sit back, relax, and enjoy a movie.
And food.
And food. Of course, there's food there. Wouldn't be a theater without food. And they got plenty of good stuff there. The theater stuff and the not-so-theater stuff that is worth checking out. So anyway, we've got tickets to that. And we got a pair of tickets to go see Annie Get Your Gun. This is going to be taking place at the Kalamazoo Civic. They're doing lots of performances of this. The performance this is for is actually the performance on May the 1st. So we're going to give you a pair of tickets for that as well. All part of the huge giveaway that we're going to be doing later on in the program. And yes, we're going to force you to answer a trivia question. I'm sorry, I have no control. He's got the phones over there. So, you know, it's just, that's kind of his little bid to get control of the show. That's all I'm figuring.
Yeah, because I could easily disconnect the phone line.
Fortunately, he doesn't have control over the microphone yet. I'm sure he's working on it. But... So that's coming up a little bit later in the program. Make sure that you are around for that. Now, I wanted to bring this up because, you know, we've all heard the story about the kid that asked Miss America to the prom. And if you haven't, this was in Pennsylvania, a kid that they were having Miss America in for an assembly. She was talking to the students there at this high school about, you know, finishing school and all the wonderful things that Miss America does, you know, to spread all the wonderfulness that is Miss America. Anyway, she's there. This kid decides to stand up to ask her a question and asks her the question that a high school senior would ask a female, and that is, would you go to prom with me? Well, the kid's a legend at this point, and you know, the story went national. Of course, he got punished with a suspension, and oh, heaven help us all. It was horrible. Well, now we get to the point where I think it really takes a turn for the bizarre. And maybe this is something we should look at. I don't know, because it's just absolutely, you just have to hear this. Amanda Marcotte, she's a blogger, feminist blogger. She used to work for John Edwards. Yes. That John Edwards, the vice presidential candidate, sleazeball politician. yes, convicted. Anyway, that John Edwards.
Yes.
Anyway, so she had said, and she tweeted this. I thought this interesting. She says, I really wish people would stop acting like it's cute when teenage boys sexually harass older women. Sexual harassment. When you ask a girl out, apparently.
Apparently so.
You know, now, here's the thing. Miss America is like, what, 18? You know, she's not extremely old. She's like 18. If anything, she's like 21 or something like that. And I don't have her her age in front of me, but I thought I saw it was 18. This kid is 18 years old, so she's not that much older, all things considered. And here's the other thing. Since when is asking someone on a date sexual harassment?
I mean, if you go to a point where you're stalking them and then ask them, that, okay, yes, is sexual harassment.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But just coming out and asking the question, you know, no, that's not sexual harassment.
Now, fortunately, we're not in a society where we've decided that that is the truth. Because if it was the truth, let me paint a picture for you, because, you know, guys everywhere, and I could speak for guys because I used to be one, but no, seriously, I mean, I could speak for guys here, and I think, Michael, you probably would agree with me, even though that you are a taken man at this point, you understand the concept that if guys could not ask, do you want to go out with me, without knowing that she would definitively say yes, we probably wouldn't ask anybody out at all, ever.
That's definitely true.
You know, because if you're in danger of, you're asking, I mean, we're not talking about popping the question. We're talking about, do you want to go out for a cup of coffee or something, or in this case, the prom, you know. Apparently, according to her, asking someone out when they don't want to be asked out is sexual harassment. I can't even say this with a straight face.
I know, I can't either.
Now, you know, the interesting thing is the response from some people, because they responded to this, as you can imagine. Someone said, how does that qualify as sexual harassment? And, you know, they got similar things like that. And then, you know, they said, all right, okay, yeah, this is awkward, but that isn't harassment. And then she responded to that particular one. And then she says, pestering someone with unwanted sexual requests for the purpose of making them uncomfortable is harassment. Okay.
What?
Going to the prom is a sexual request?
I'm pretty sure all the guy wanted to do is go to the prom with Miss America and be like, hey, look at me, and, mm-hmm. you know, have pictures taken, be a legend, things like that.
And even if Miss America says no, which she did, even if she says no, the guy's a legend. So, you know, he's gotten what he needed out of this. This was not a request that way. But, and of course, someone answers back, says, I didn't know that going to the prom was slang for sex. Apparently it is. I don't know. So, and someone else actually brought this up, and I thought this was the ultimate demonstration of this kind of, and this level of absurdity. Someone brought this up, and it says, well, you know what? Based on that, well, I wish we would start tackling the whole saying hello to strangers thing. It's basically the same thing as bullying. Now, they said that to be absurd, certainly, but gosh, can you imagine? And I needed it when I saw this. This was late last night. I saw this and I wanted to make sure that I shared it with you, because let's face it, guys, am I right about this? If we knew that asking someone out had the potential of saying, no, I don't want that, that's sexual harassment, we wouldn't ask anybody out, and the human race would be done.
Yeah, we'd get nowhere, and we'd be extinct.
You'd just be afraid to even try at that point. And yeah, one generation, we're done. You want to limit the population, that's the way to do it right there.
There we go.
So if you want to chime in on this, this was amazing. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373. If you don't have time to hang around on the line to chat with us, that's the way you can do it. You can text us and tell us what you think about this. Amazing to me, she says, I really wish people would stop acting like it's cute when teenage boys sexually harass older women. That was in response to this kid asking Miss America to the prom. Amazing. Let's go to the phones. We got Mike on the line in Kalamazoo. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jeremy. You know, I was in the Navy during the tailhook scandal years ago,
mm-hmm.
which some people might remember. And actually, it was the admiral on my base that was, like, you know, reprimanded for all of this. So we went through a ton of sexual harassment training.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not sexual harassment. Even if it's something that you or I think is sexual harassment, it is up to up to the person. And something just like you're saying, asking someone out is not sexual harassment. But you could tell someone, you know, ask someone to have sex with you. If they agree to it and they're not offended by it, it's not sexual harassment.
There you go.
So, you know, asking someone out is purely just a question. There's no harassment there. It's mm-hmm. a question.
Oh, absolutely. To me, it is absolutely crazy that someone could even come to that conclusion that asking someone on a date is tantamount to that. It just seems ridiculous.
It doesn't even fit the criteria of the definition of sexual harassment. So this person, or I'm assuming she's a woman, is sorely mistaken.
Yeah, she's actually a feminist blogger and author. Worked for the John Edwards presidential campaign, which, yeah, that went pretty well, didn't it?
Shocker.
Well, Mike, thanks for your call. Appreciate
you
it.
Bet.
You know, that's just it. How do you even come to this conclusion that this is sexual harassment? I could see it if you're sitting here going, you want to go out with me? No. You want to go out with me? No. If you keep asking over and over again, then that is absolute yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. That might cross the line, or at least might cross the line of reasonability, you know, or just being terribly annoying, which, as I recall, is actually legal now in Grand
yes.
Rapids, as we remember a couple of months ago. But you know, in this case, yeah, I mean, you know, women understand, and women listening, you understand. If a guy asks you out and you don't want to go, you say no, and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
And if the guy's smart, he goes, okay, struck out. We'll move on now.
Yeah, we'll go try with somebody else.
You know, I mean, I can remember that. It's been a while, I will admit. I've been married we're working on year number 17 now. But I can remember when asking people out, when rejection happened, okay, all right, that's fine. If you don't want to do that, that's cool. But that was not harassment by any means. I'm not sure how you could come to that conclusion.
I don't know either.
Well, feel free to continue commenting on this. You can do so by calling us, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can text us, 80373, and just share your thoughts there. Jeremy Lawrence Show continues on 590 WKZO. Fifty-six degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 3:29. Apparently, guys, according to at least this one author, she's a blogger and feminist. Used to work for the John Edwards presidential campaign. Apparently, asking a woman out on a date is sexual harassment, according to her. She said this was in reference to the Miss America thing with the kid asking Miss America to prom. She said that was sexual harassment. So I'm letting that sink in for a little bit there. Just when I saw this last night, I couldn't help but laugh because I'm thinking, does this woman even understand how the dating process works?
Or what prom is?
There you go. Or what is prom? You know, and I thought this was interesting. I mentioned this earlier. Someone, I think, very sarcastically mentioned, you know what? I wish we would start tackling the whole saying hello to strangers thing. It's basically the same thing as bullying. I mean, really, where would we be, guys, if we thought we were in danger of sexual harassment just simply for asking a female on a date?
We'd all be in jail, apparently.
Apparently. You know, because at some point or another, we've all asked that question, and they've gone, no, not harassment. But apparently, according to some feminists, it is. Heaven help us. Jeremy Lawrence Show continues. Five 590 WKZO, Jeremy Lawrence Show. Glad that you're on board with us as well. And right now, also on board with us, ready to talk, as always, about the weather, is the one, the only Bob Larson. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here, Jeremy.
All right. So we're dealing with – now, it's interesting to hear, you know, and I guess it's just based on what it should be this time of year, but, you know, you're using the word chilly in the forecast today.
Mm-hmm.
But today's chilly was not January's chilly.
No.
So we're sitting at here at the studio anyway. We're sitting at the high of I think it was 56 is what you'd said earlier. Is that has that been updated at all? Or
no, it's 54 officially at the airport. Okay. So we're kind of on target.
Okay, all right. So what are we looking at here in the next couple of days then?
Well, the word is transition. That's my word of the day. So you get the sense that some changes are about to take place here. We transition into those changes starting with this evening. This time of year, as long as the sun is out, as it has been today, even on days with subpar temperatures, below average temperatures, you're right, it doesn't so much feel chilly anymore because the sun right now has the same intensity as it does during the third week of August. So it is basically a late summer sun, and that means that it makes it feel warmer than it actually is. Of course, that doesn't apply at night when there is no sun. It doesn't apply if it were to cloud over and start raining.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as the sun is shining and as long as there's not a gusty wind as there had been yesterday, it often feels a good 10, if not 12 degrees warmer than the actual air temperature. So today, in the sun, in the absence of wind, at 56 or so, 58 or so, what have you, well, it ends up feeling more like the upper 60s, which, you're right, it's not all that chilly. But we transition into, well, some good and some not so good. It'll become milder in the days ahead. You say, well, it's even mild already. Well, it'll become even warmer into the 60s tomorrow, into the 60s again on Friday. What's not so pleasant is the fact that there'll be some rain to go along with that.
Okay.
But we could use some rain, even though it has been a chilly spring to this point for the most part. It has been below average precipitation-wise, and we don't want to go into the growing season with a dry spell. So we need some moisture, and showers are going to break out late tonight.
So we're not in a situation where rain is going to cause any problems with flooding and that kind of thing. All of that is past then.
Yeah, I mean, if we were to pick up heavy rain for 3 days in a row, that could be a problem, but that's
sure.
Not what's expected. We're just talking about some showers moving in, starting with later tonight and tomorrow morning, and then a break, and then maybe some more shower activity tomorrow night into Friday morning. So two sets of showers, none of it looks to be particularly heavy. All, you know, the total of the two combined is probably around a half inch. So that's not a lot.
I think we could handle that.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Now, looking ahead at the weekend, what do you see there?
Another transition. We transition back to cooler weather again.
Mm-hmm.
After going above 60 tomorrow and Friday, I think we'll have to settle for highs in the 50s Saturday and Sunday. As a matter of fact, it could become quite cool as we head into next week for a while and eventually getting wet again. We may be talking about a couple of days with highs only in the 40s as we hit next week to go along with some more rain. So that's not going to be a pleasant thing.
Okay.
We'll talk more about that next week. I don't want to put a damper on that too much right now. But let's put it this way. I don't see any big warm-ups coming.
Okay.
We'll settle for 60-plus tomorrow and Friday, but it might be a while before we get back to that to those levels again.
Now, Bob, there is one, there's an event coming up. It's not this weekend, but the following weekend. We've got a marathon, big marathon here in Kalamazoo that the WKZO is a big part of every year. And are we at a point now where we can start looking towards that next weekend and see, you know, is this going to be good running weather?
First weekend of May you're talking about.
Yes.
Right. Well, good running weather, as I understand it, and I am not a runner. Unless you call it running out to the mailbox to see if I won the publisher's sweepstakes or something.
I take it you haven't won that yet.
No.
So. Okay.
No, you gathered that by the fact that I'm here talking to you today.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But as I understand it, good running weather tends to be coolish weather. For example, in July, you wouldn't consider 93 and humid good running weather, would you?
Certainly not.
Some people may like that, but I don't think it's considered good running weather. So with that in mind, I suspect we can call it good running weather, but it looks to be cool, if not chilly, for that first weekend of May.
Okay.
Too early to say whether or not there's rain to go along with that, but I think it is going to be cooler than average.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely try and keep keep a watch on that as we get a little bit
closer
to it.
Ask me every other day or so as we get closer, and I will fill in more details.
Oh, Bob, I'll just bug you like I bug Michael. You know. That's All right, Bob, I appreciate you checking in and letting us know what's ahead.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Take care, guys.
All right, Bob Larson giving us a little bit of an in-the-know kind of take on this. And we're in the know at least a little bit on this thing before the Supreme Court, the Aereo case. You hear about this? We'll fill you in on some of the details of that. Take your phone calls as we talk about what you think about all of this. 382-4280-877, 382-4280, as the Jeremy Lawrence Show continues. Nice day out there at Kalamazoo. 590 WKZO, Jeremy Lawrence with you. It is 3:52 as we embark on some more. This is one of the more interesting cases that I think the Supreme Court has looked at. You heard about this Aereo, which I have to admit, I was not aware of at the beginning of this week.
I was not either.
I had no clue that this service was out there. But basically, just to give you an idea of what they do, they will have a series of small television antennas in various markets all over the place. And then they will take the television reception that they get there, and then they will stream it. After they get the reception, they'll stream it to you. It's part of a service that they do. It's in between, I think it's like $8 and $12 for a month. They'll do this, and then you get the opportunity to DVR and watch at your leisure some of these various shows that you like to watch. Now, this is just simply, you're talking broadcast television. So ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CW.
PBS.
PBS, certainly. You know, there's, I think there's a few scattered other things out there. You know, My Network TV, whatever else is out there. But the point is that this is a service they provide. They've got these antennas set up. That way people can pay so much and stream this service. Imagine being able to do that for, say, a football game. That, you know, if you're a fan of, say, for some reason, the St. Louis Rams, you could stream yourself a game from St. Louis and watch your team, you know. Or, you know, some other things. If you're into watching, you know, say, whatever the latest series is on television, you know, it's like, you watch The Voice on NBC or American Idol. Are there people that watch that anymore?
Oh, I know there's still some people
there's
that watch that.
A few people that watch that. I just don't, I don't pay attention myself these days.
Mm-mm.
But used to, not so much now. But some people want to see that sort of stuff, I guess. So, you know, people are doing this. Well, as you can imagine, the broadcast networks aren't too wild about this. Because they say, you know what, this is... you're trying to get around copyright law. And there was an argument before the Supreme Court on this. And I thought it interesting, and several sources on this, New York Times had this, Forbes had it as well, as they were talking about the argument for, you know, whether or not this is, you know, against the law. And Chief Justice John Roberts had an interesting thing to say. He says, your technological model is based solely on circumventing legal prohibitions that you don't want to comply with, which is fine. I mean, that's, you know, lawyers do that. I thought that's interesting. Okay. So, and the decision is coming in, I guess they're saying late June they'll come with a decision on this. At one point, there was another of the justices that when the broadcaster's lawyer had said something, he says, you know what, your arguments are scaring me a little bit. Let's face it, this particular idea comes down to, can you stream shows over the web? And if the Supreme Court ends up ruling a certain way, that pretty much would be curtains, not only for Aereo. I mean, they're just a kind of a young startup at this point. None of us really knew they existed until this week. Apparently now, everybody knows, and they're looking them up on Google. That's been one of their hot searches this week. because people want to know, what the world is this? But if they couldn't do it, if the ruling goes far enough, imagine what that could do for streaming services like Netflix or Hulu Plus, with all of these TV shows that they are streaming to you basically one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying basically this is the very same thing that Aereo is doing. They're just doing it one home at a time over and over and over again. Basically the same thing as Netflix. It's just what they have for you. You record and you play it back. That's kind of like the DVR that we've had at various... I know I used to have one. At one point, I even set up one of my computers to be a DVR at one point, you know, because it was like, well, TV's going into this thing, you know. But I think the one thing that's clear about this, broadcast networks are used to the idea of tune in tonight at 8 for the latest CSI or whatever it is, you know, or... whatever show, I mean, fill in the blank. You get the idea. But how many of us sit down tonight at 8 to watch the latest episode of Fill in the Blank?
Not too many, I would say. Yeah. Most people probably DVR nowadays.
You know, and you can DVR stuff, and people do that through their cable or their satellite. But some people have decided, you know what? I'm going to shake myself loose. And I'm one of those people that decided, you know what? I don't need cable. Because I, just in the last few years, came to the conclusion when I had cable and got Netflix and started realizing, wait a minute, I'm never watching television. There's nothing on that I'm sitting here going, I must catch this. There was like, you know, maybe about once every other month that was like, well, I wonder if there's something on television. You know what? Let's do something different and watch it tonight. You know, and I think that's where people are going now, this idea that, instead of, well, watch tonight at 8, watch tonight at 9 or whatever, you know what? Catch it when I can. And it's really changing the way that things are, the way things are going in this. You know, HBO is offering their own streaming service. Now, you have to subscribe through a cable company to get their service normally, and then, you know, you'll get a code and do whatever. But I got to think eventually HBO is going to get to the point where they're going, you know what? $12 a month, you can get our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many more people would be watching Game of Thrones and whatever else is on
Or you know? The reruns of The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm. You know, just so you can get whatever on demand right when you want it. And who wouldn't want that? You know, I'm reading Game of Thrones at this point, so I'm sitting here going, yep, sign me up for that one. You know, but I got to think that broadcast television has got to start thinking about ways to make this work a little bit better. Ways to be able to say, you know what, we're going to get our product right to people. And yeah, eventually for television stations, local television, I mean, that's the death knell right there. Because if you can go on at Fox.com or whatever and watch whatever you want, what are you going to watch your local TV station for?
I don't know.
Or if you got a service like this that's going to DVR it for you, I could speed through commercials. That's no big deal. I've done it before.
Yeah, and you can go on ABC.com, watch shows, mm-hmm. NBC.com. I mean, most of those network television stations now have the ability where you can do that.
We're going to keep talking about this. Got news at the top of the hour. Keep it here for that. We'll keep talking. You give us a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.